بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. The misconception that we are going to discuss today vis-a-vis Islamic dietary laws is the notion that there are Muslims who believe that the meat which is eaten from the table of the people of the book is absolutely allowed, even if that meat is has not fulfilled the condition of slaughter. For example, if the name of the Almighty has not been taken when that animal was slaughtered, or if that animal was not slaughtered in a way that it died of blood loss as a result of slaughtering it, even if these conditions are not met, people think that such meat can be consumed if it is offered by the people of the book, simply because the Quran has said وَطَعَامُ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ حِلٌّ لَكُمْ, which means that the food of the people of the book is allowed. Now, there is of course a very, very grave misconception which is surrounding this whole issue, and this is because this particular verse has not been interpreted in its proper context. Firstly, it needs to be understood that whatever is allowed is only which can be consumed from the people of the book. Thus, for example, just as we cannot eat pork, for example, so we just cannot say that since this verse is saying that we can eat the food which is being offered by the people of the book, we cannot take this plea and then consume liquor, for example, or consume pork. This would be a wrong conclusion, and we cannot equate it to saying that the Quran has allowed the food which is offered by the people of the book. So this, of course, is a misconception which has arisen by not analyzing the verse under discussion. The verse itself, which says وَطَعَامُ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ حِلٌّ لَكُمْ, has a particular background. And till the revelation of that verse, Muslims were forbidden in the times of the Prophet to eat anything from the tables of the people of the book, simply because the matter of certain foods had become not very clear. And the Jews, for example, and the Christians, they had made certain prohibited items to be allowed on them. And similarly, there are certain things which are allowed, but they were made prohibited to them simply because of their arrogance, as the Quran says, and their haughtiness. ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِبَغْيِهِمْ. And this is something which the Quran has said, that there were certain things which are allowed originally. They were absolutely, as the Quran says, they were tayyibat. But because of their arrogance, they were made forbidden to them. So till the time the Prophet had made all these things clear, and he had set right what was legally allowed to be eaten and what was not legally allowed to be eaten, Muslims had been forbidden to eat or consume anything from the people of the book. Now, once this matter was set right, this verse declared that Muslims can now eat from the tables of the people of the book, which of course meant that since what was right and what was wrong regarding edibles had been made clear by the Prophet Muhammad, and there was no confusion regarding this concept, so therefore there is no now harm in eating from them. So of course, by eating from them would automatically mean eating only which is allowed. And what is allowed, as I said, has always been understood by Muslims to mean that in case of the meat, it has to be primarily three things. That the animal has to be slaughtered by a person who is primarily a monotheist. Similarly, the name of the Almighty has to be taken at the time of slaughter. And finally, the animal has to die because of the wound inflicted, he has to die of blood loss so that all the blood is drained away. And these three conditions have to be met at all costs, at all times, whether the meat is consumed from the tables of Muslims or of the people of the book. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.